The University of California at Berkeley has released a study that says so many fast food workers enroll their families in public programs like Medicaid that it costs U.S. taxpayers about $7 billion a year. In Wisconsin, the tab is about $166 million. Inez White has worked for 6 years at a McDonald's in West Milwaukee. She's on food stamps and the Badger Care health program, but says she would rather not be.
If you increase our wages, then we have less likely to rely on Badger Care. It's more likely to be like, oh, you don't want to help me? Fine. You know, I could do it myself.
White says she plans to go to college next spring in hopes of someday owning her own business, but for now needs to support her family of five. Milwaukee Area Technical College economics professor Michael Rosen says fast food workers need a living wage.
If there is money in workers' pockets, they buy hamburgers,
right.
They buy clothing,
right.
They buy health care and recreation.
A business-backed institute criticizes some assumptions in the Berkeley report and says more workers would be replaced by machines if fast food wages were forced to go up a lot. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.